This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian President Vladimir Putin has agreed to provide protest-engulfed Belarus with security assistance to counter protests if the country requests it. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko announced the deal on Saturday evening, several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign after 26 years in power. Thousands of demonstrators rallied Saturday at the spot in the capital of Minsk, where a protester died this week in clashes with police. Some stripped off their shirts to display deep bruises they say came from being beaten by police. Others stacked flowers that rose to a height of 1.5 meters in the central square. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
An additional 1,000 troops into Poland on top of the 4,500 that are here presently.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreements we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
The deal also sets out a formula for cost sharing. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States called on Saturday for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed nearly 180 people. Adam Reed of Reuters reports.
David Hale is the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs.
We can never go back to an era in which anything goes at the port or the borders of Lebanon. That had to contribute to this situation, and I think it's very important. Lebanese people will have to determine how best to do that.
The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years.
Every sovereign state controls its ports and its borders thoroughly, and I imagine that all Lebanese would like to return to that era and not have the anything-goes atmosphere that we've seen in recent years.
Vast swathes of damage were inflicted throughout the city and have left 300,000 people homeless. Some 30 people remain missing.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Police in Paris are cracking down on those who are not wearing face masks in public. AP's Zaria Shackley has details.
With cases in Paris rising particularly fast, police can now shut down cafes or any gathering of more than 10 people where distancing and other hygiene measures aren't respected. Masks are currently required outdoors in hundreds of French towns, but rules vary widely. France recorded more than 2,800 new cases on Friday, up from a few hundred daily cases a month ago. However, the number of virus patients in French hospitals and intensive care units has not risen so far. I'm Zaria Shackley.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his Independence Day speech that his country is ready to mass-produce COVID-19 vaccines when scientists give the go-ahead. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
In annual celebrations held at the 17th century Red Fort and scaled down due to the pandemic, Modi identified health and economic self-reliance as the key priorities for his government.
Not one, not two, but three vaccines are being tested in different phases in India. When we get the green light from scientists, then there will be a production on a large scale.
Modi also launched a national project to roll out health identities for each citizen in the country of 1.3 billion. Modi said in his seventh Independence Day speech that records of every health test, disease, medication, and other details will be kept under a health ID.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.